This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The number of people who died when flash flooding struck central Texas now exceeds 100 and is expected to keep on rising. ABC's Jim Ryan is along the Guadalupe River in Kerrville, Texas.
The tragedy hits home for some well-known figures.
My daughters have gone to summer camp here for 10 years.
Including Senator Ted Cruz.
Just last week, Heidi was in town picking our youngest daughter, Catherine, up from camp.
So caught up now in pretending.
Country singer Pat Green has posted that his brother, his sister-in-law, and their two children are missing after the flooding here in the Hill Country. Jim Rungan, ABC News, Kerrville, Texas.
After saying a week ago the U.S. would hold back delivering any more weapons to Ukraine, President Trump now says the U.S. will have to send those weapons, in the president's words, because they're being hit hard right now. Hopes for a ceasefire in the Israeli shelling of Gaza. Israel and Hamas saying they both want a deal for a 60-day pause in fighting that would allow for at least 10 hostages to be released. This is ABC News.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. Two people are dead and a third is injured in an incident in rural Portage County. Mike Leishner has more.
It started with a well-being check on a home in the town of New Hope, located between Stevens Point and Iola, on Sunday. Officers found two deceased with gunshot wounds, and a third person was shot and injured when they approached officers with a weapon. That person has been hospitalized, and the officer who fired has been placed on administrative leave. Names of those involved have not been released.
Homes of some of the University of Wisconsin regents were vandalized with pro-Palestinian messages. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that at least four homes were vandalized early Friday. Messages in red spray paint on the driveways read, "Regents are complicit in genocide" and "UW blood on your hands." Madison Police Sergeant Matthew Baker says the properties were also splashed with fake blood and had letters taped to the doors. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the low 80s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s, and more sun and once again in the low 80s for a high tomorrow. Showers and storms return to the area by Friday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 65 right now.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. 703 with 9 days on Max FM.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles. Sincere, making a promise is never for real. As long as she stands there waiting, wearing the holes in the soles of her shoes. How many days disappear when you look in the mirror? So how do you choose? Your clothes never wear as well the next day, and your hair never falls in quite the same way. You never seem to run out of things to say. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And why she looks so sad. When she smiles, now how many lovers would stay just to put up with this every day and all day? How did we wind up this way? Watching our mouths for the words that we say. As long as we stand here waiting, wearing the clothes of the souls that we choose. How do we get there today when we're walking too far for the price of our shoes? Your clothes never wear as well the next day. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad and lonely there, I absolutely love her when she smiles.
girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl, a pretty face she hid from the world. And while she looks so sad and lonely there, I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her. When she smiles, when she smiles.
Do something you love,
and you'll never work a day in your life.
Just ask your favorite DJ.
The best music in the world.
The best.
The best music.
My favorite station.
99.7 Max FM.
Never was a quitter, tasted like a raindrop. She's got the look. Heavenly bomb, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a collar, her loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do, I do for you. Look. Fire in the eyes, naked to the tombstone as a lover's disguise. Banging on the head drum, shaking like a mad bull. She's got the look. Swaying through the band, moving like a hammer, she's a miracle man. Loving is the ocean, kissing is the wet sand. She's got the look. She's got the look.
Video games.
What?
Why would you ask me that?
I don't know.
It's National Video Game Day.
We want to play video games.
And there are so many to choose from.
Super Mario Brothers?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, play Grand Theft Auto.
I know. Let's play Call of Duty.
You get paid to play video games?
I want
to
play Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Happy National Video Game Day.
Ooh, video games. We could play video games.
Let's do this.
Let's do it!
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:10 on Tuesday, July 8th. Hope everyone's having a great Tuesday so far. Let's take a look at this weather forecast. It's going to be nice out for today. Today, mostly sunny, high of 82. We do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances continue. Partly cloudy with the low of 63. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, high of 81. Thursday, mostly sunny, high of 83. On Friday, we do have shower and thunderstorm chances throughout today. Mostly cloudy, a high of 85. Currently, it's 65 degrees and cloudy outside the Max FM studios in the Weicker Great Day building at the corner of 3rd and Oak. It's pretty quiet in downtown Baraboo so far. Seeing a little bit more traffic, but not too busy yet. So we know it'll get busier as it gets a little bit closer to 8 o'clock this morning. We thank everyone for joining us today. As a reminder, we want to know what your favorite fair food is. Text us and let us know, 608-355-9970. You can also text via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse, tap on 99.7 Max FM, and text in your favorite fair food. We're inquiring minds want to know. So far, someone sent in 4-H ice cream. Another person sent in funnel cakes. And I was thinking, 4-H ice cream on top of funnel cakes would be absolutely delicious. So that's my random thought of the day. I can tell you, I have a lot of favorite fair foods, but we want to know what yours are. Again, text those in. Let us know, 608-355-9970. Inquiring minds want to know. I'm excited to find out what some of our favorite foods are. All right, we just got one in from Amy. She also said funnel cakes. And so I'm wondering if Amy is going to try the 4-H ice cream on top of the funnel cakes with a little bit of chocolate syrup. I think that would be absolutely amazing. And what does this lead up to? You're going, Dave, what are you talking about fair food for? Well, the Sauk County Fair is back. It started yesterday. They're out there again today. We will be broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fair this week. In the big red circus wagon, we'll be right off of Washington Avenue, the main entrance. Over on the left side of the fairgrounds, you'll walk right in, see us on the left side in the big red circus wagon. And we'll be broadcasting live starting tomorrow, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. and throughout the rest of the week through Saturday. And I've got King dancing around in studio this morning. Sorry, buddy, I didn't bring any treats out here yet, but don't worry, you'll get plenty of treats today. So we have King in studio today with us as well, enjoying himself. And yeah, he knows all about that fair food as well, I bet you. So we're excited. And all right, we got Tim sending in donuts and lemonade. I love those mini donuts, Tim. I would agree with you completely. Mini donuts at the fair, just absolutely amazing. Oh, my. And that homemade lemonade. I know it's got a lot of sugar in it. Probably shouldn't be drinking that stuff. But, you know, Emily, mini donuts at the fair. What do you think?
I think I'm going to have some mini donuts at the fair. What do you think? Are you going to have some?
Oh, yeah, probably. I mean, I'm already thinking about funnel cakes with 4-H ice cream on top of them.
Well, you can't be thinking about them already. It's only 7 in the morning.
I know. Well, I was out there Sunday. We were getting stuff prepped and ready to go. We were out there yesterday. We got all the connectivity working. Well, you know, we're in the big red circus wagon, right?
Yeah.
And so we actually have a Starlink hooked up to the circus wagon so that we can broadcast live out there. It's pretty cool.
We are lucky people. Did you already get funnel cakes?
No.
Did they, like, hook you up, like, pre-fair funnel cake action?
No.
Because I was going to say, what do you get, like, a VIP pass for that?
Right. And, yeah, there was no funnel cakes out there yesterday. Believe it or not, I did go look around. There was some food out there, but no funnel cakes. So, yeah, not yet.
Right.
Maybe today those will be out there, I'm hoping, but we'll see. We'll be out there starting tomorrow. I think you're out there with me tomorrow afternoon, right, Emily?
Yeah, I can't wait. I was talking to some people about that around here yesterday, saying that I'm so lucky I get to be part of the fair tomorrow, and I can't wait. And these are the words from Mike Y, everybody. This is a big deal. Sauk County Fair is a big deal, everybody. You can't wait. I'm like, I can't wait. So thanks, Mike. He's got me excited for sure.
It is exciting. I will be out there actually pretty early tomorrow because I'm one of the judges for the cheese bread
contest.
What? Oh, yes. I'm so jelly. I want to be a judge for the cheese bread. It's, okay, enough said. Cheese and bread.
Beer, cheese, bread. Oh, I can't wait. And whoever wins just goes to the state competition, I found out.
Oh.
So this is a big deal. So I will take my judging duties very seriously. I'm skipping lunch just to make sure I've got an empty stomach.
You need to have a clean palate, dude.
Yes, clean palate. I'm ready for this. I should start training today for this. Just kidding.
Okay, we're up in here with our like wrestling outfits ready to train to eat cheese bread. No, we're not.
No, we're not.
But that'd be funny.
It would be.
I think it'd be great. That would be worth like a live video action, but maybe next year.
Maybe next year. We'll see what happens, you know. And this one had me laughing this morning. People were doing this even before we had outhouses. There's just a new name for it now. The term bathroom camping is trending on TikTok, Emily.
Wow. How significant, as I'm kind of in between camping and work right now. So I hear this. I'm excited to find out more about what this trend is because there's some different terms from this or for this in my background, but we'll see what they say. So, oh boy, it's who in the bathroom. Oh, this is not what I thought it was. Okay. I'm late to the party. When the bathroom is your safe space, you don't need to use the toilet or even the sink. You just want to get away. Rob. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that do this.
Dudes. Okay.
No, there's females that do this too.
All the ladies out there, text in and tell me how many of your significant others that are dudes do this. Bathroom camping, meaning hanging out in the bathroom.
No.
Not going to the bathroom, just closing the door on you.
Well, see, this is trending because people are doing it at work when they want to avoid work. But it's also done at parties, events, and even at home, especially if you've got kids or extended families in town.
Yeah, people on TikTok are almost bragging about how it is an easy way to take a mental break or, quote, hit the reset button. So this makes me feel like people need some more space in their homes. I think we need to have, everyone needs their little corner. They know that it's like the quiet chair that you used to have in preschool. Like, people need to have stuff like that so they have a chance to get away from everyone. They don't have to do it sitting on the toilet, even with the toilet seat down, not doing anything. No water running, nothing.
Well, and see that now they're concerned because if you do it, it could be a part of a larger issue. You might have anxiety or you may seriously hate your job. I mean, I don't have this at this job. I can tell you, I spend as little time in the bathroom as possible because it just, I love my job.
And it's down two flights of stairs.
It's down two flights of stairs, and I got to walk back up two flights of stairs. So, you know, it's good down there, get back up, and go about the day. But I can get where people would do this at work. They may not like their jobs or go hang out in the bathroom. Or there are people that go in the bathroom with their mobile devices. They're on there reading, they're watching videos, or even playing games. So they're in the bathroom forever on their phones.
Yes.
And I think that's what the key issue is there.
Is that people are getting away from either work or other people in their lives in order to spend more time scrolling or doing stuff on their phones, whatever that stuff may be.
Well, and someone said that their husband can be in the bathroom for 30 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to name names just to protect the innocent here because, you know, I don't want to start any domestic concerns over this. But yes, I can see. I know people that spend 30 minutes in the bathroom because they're too busy either on social media or playing that game on the phone. You hear all the weird noises coming from the bathroom, and it's not from the person. It's from their mobile device, Emily.
You're definitely not hearing is the toilet flushing or any water running at all.
No.
Like, I think people will just straight up turn the shower on just to make you think they're in the shower or running the water because you think, oh, I'm just still washing my hands. You're not.
No. And here's the thing. If you only have one bathroom in your house, that's obviously an issue as well, right? So if you have your significant other camping out in the bathroom and all of a sudden you're sitting there like, okay, I got to get in there. Would you please get off Farmville, please?
So we should just hang the sign on any bathroom that gets used in that way, work or home, Farmville or bathroom camping or outhouse or something, or just, you know, call it your media room because apparently that's what's going on in there.
Right. And here's your thing. You could put this is not the library, so you don't need to sit here and read in the bathroom, right? This is the bathroom, not the library.
It's not the library. It's not a media room, folks. Let's get the business done and allow for other folks to use the bathroom. If you need some breaks, though, I mean, I feel like, hopefully, you know, folks have good enough employers or work situations in which they can say, hey, I need to get out of here for a minute. Can I go for a walk or go sit in the car? Or, I mean, I don't know. The bathroom just seems, it seems like someone's going to be concerned for your health and be like, are you okay in there? And I don't know. That could be awkward.
Yeah, I know. But that means someone would have to notice you're gone for like 30 minutes from your desk. I mean, maybe they may notice or maybe they just don't care. And it's like, oh, what happened to Joe? He's not here an hour later. And oh, he's still in the bathroom. Should we go check on him? No, no one wants to go in and do that.
Exactly. So. I guess that's why people think that they're going to be able to be left alone. Because if they think that there's something going on with you in the bathroom, they probably don't want to go in.
No, exactly. So text and let us know your thoughts about bathroom camping. You can remain completely anonymous. We're not going to say names on air. Is this an issue in your household? Have you done this in your workplace? What are your thoughts? Text us. Let us know. 608-355-9970. Or via the free Civic Me AD app. Look for Max Mousetap on 99.7 Max FM. And text us and let us know your thoughts on bathroom camping. And so
I just noticed Dave has really beautiful fingernails.
Yeah, well, I'll fill you in just a second on that one. There's a pretty good story behind that one as well. So let's just put it this way. Don't get injured. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. Fair enough. Don't get injured.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that in just a moment. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. You know, and I can definitely say this song seems appropriate. I enjoy being at work. I enjoy my job. And I am so excited, Emily. We're going to be broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fair tomorrow starting at 3 p.m.
So excited!
And speaking of that, here are the Pointer Sisters. I'm so excited on Max FM!
I want to squeeze you, please you. Cause I gotta have faith.
'80s, '90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 7:27. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Emily, we're asking people to talk about bathroom camping and to let us know if that happens either in their work or home. Now, you mentioned Rob. He just apparently does a little bit of bathroom camping.
Yeah, well, I think it's real that, you know, what they said here in this TikTok trend, you know, information that we received, and that people, if they, you know, if they've got kids, they got a lot of people in the house, a lot of activity, they tend to need some quiet time. And I think behind closed doors in the bathroom sometimes is the only time you get that, because people are going to leave you alone. So that sometimes is the thing. And I know it's about checking stuff on the phones, maybe replying to emails. It's easy to get distracted when everybody in your house is talking at you all the time. And that's kind of like the scene in my house. Shocking.
I know.
So, yeah, it's a thing.
And Rob's not easily distracted at all.
Squirrel?
Oh, wait, squirrel. Hey, two squirrels. So text us and let us know your thoughts on bathroom camping. 608-355-9970. Doesn't happen in your house. Does it happen in your workplace? Inquiring minds want to know. And how do you deal with it if it does happen? And what are they doing while they're in the bathroom? That's what we're also curious about. Because we know they're not going to the bathroom. So
yeah.
What are they doing while they're
camping?
Let us
know if you're one of the ones who are doing the bathroom camping and what you are doing in there. Because inquiring minds want to know really what's happening in the bathroom.
And all texters can remain anonymous. We will use your names on the air. Also, we want to know what your favorite fair foods are. Text and let us know that. 608-355-9970. Or via the free Civic Media app. Emily, you and I'll be back in about 10 minutes. We're going to start celebrating some celebrity birthdays. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Coming up, a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit RAMCHealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that for right, Breeze Car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La, 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all low for Breeze Car clips right on your vent. Yeah, you know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The Brewers clobber the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers got their bats going early. 5-0 at the end of the first. They went on to beat the Dodgers 9-1 last night. On the mound, all-star Freddy Peralta pitched 6 scoreless innings to earn his 5th consecutive victory. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Freddy was sensational. He attacked with all 3 pitches, and, you know, that's a great lineup. Maybe the best lineup in baseball, and he attacked and proved, you know, to himself and to all of us, like, he can withstand it.
Peralta beat a Dodgers lineup that included Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, and Mookie Betts.
He's a really good pitcher, frontline starter in our league. And once you get somebody like Freddie pitching downhill, it's going to be pretty good for you.
Basketball, the Bucks confirming deals we told you about last week. Contract extensions for Kevin Porter Jr., Ryan Rollins, signing the Pacers' Miles Turner. They also bought out the contract of the Hornets' Mihailije Mitrović, who's now free to play elsewhere in the NBA or in Europe. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the low 80s. evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s, and more sun, and once again in the low 80s for a high tomorrow. Showers and storms return to the area by Friday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 67 right now.
There's no stopping us now.
I actually get to hear different songs all day long.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
FM. It is 7:37 on a beautiful Tuesday morning. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. As a reminder, text in those birthdays and anniversaries. We'll talk about those in 3.5 minutes. Also, text in, let us know your thoughts on bathroom camping and your favorite fair food. White Snake, here I go again on Max FM.
Sure. voices in songs of yesterday.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 7:40 on Tuesday, July 8th. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, text those into us now. 608-355-9970. Emily, let's look at our celebrity list. And who do you see on our list today?
Well, I see Maya Hawke is 27 today. Maya played Robin on Stranger Things. And Anxiety in Inside Out 2. I still haven't had a chance to see that. The first one was fabulous. So I look forward to seeing that. Let's see. Jaden Smith is 27. I got to skip some of the little liner notes there.
All of them.
Yeah, all of them. Okay, we're just going to. I don't even know who that dude is. Anyways. Oh, I think I know who that dude is. Anyways, moving on. David Cornsweet is 32. He is the new Superman. And we've got a nice visual of that here. Looks like Superman, so I'm excited to check that out.
It's the official trailer for the new Superman. So
I didn't even know that was a thing. Is it movies or is it a series?
It's a movie, I believe.
Oh, sweet.
So I'm not going to play the trailer just in case because I don't want to get ourselves in trouble. I don't know why they put that right where we can hit the play button.
I mean, Dave's having a hard time not pushing the buttons. But we're not going to push the buttons because we are going to wish Sophia Bush a happy birthday.
Yes!
43 today!
Detective Aaron Lindsay on Chicago PD and Brooke Davis on One Tree Hill and Void in The Incredibles. I did not realize she was Brooke Davis on One Tree Hill. She might have been on their TV set when I accidentally walked into it in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Ooh.
I didn't even know, and I didn't know I walked into a live TV set either that time. So that was just great when security comes up to me.
You have shenanigans all over the country. I don't know what's happening. The shenanigans follow you around, Dave. I'm just saying.
They do. Milo Vinamagila is 48. Jack Pearson on This Is Us and Peter Petrelli on Heroes. He's also Rocky's son on Rocky Balboa. Kathleen Robertson, 52. Claire Arnold on Beverly Hills 90210. And homicide detective Hedley Mulligan on TNT's Murder in First. Oh, another big one. You got the mouse right there, Emily.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's right in front of you.
It's a different system than I'm used to.
I know.
Control or lack thereof, and then I actually do have control. So look at me go. We're together, and things are getting wacky around here.
We're in studio goofing around, and this is what happens.
All right. Beck is 55. Sorry. Such a huge fan of Beck. His favorite jam was Loser. Maybe that can be played. I don't know. I think that's out of the time.
Not in our library, unfortunately. I just checked.
Michael Weatherly is 57 years old. Very special agent. Anthony DiNozzo on NCIS and trial consultant Dr. Jason Bull on Bull.
And he actually is going to have a revive of being Anthony DiNozzo in a new series that's going to be CBS streaming, or Paramount, I should say, with Ziva. So, yes, he is back.
Fun. Okay.
He got himself into a little bit of trouble, too. Oh. We'll just leave that as that. So,
okay. All right. Well, Dave knows things that none of us know. Shocking. Billy Crudup is 57. Let's see. Stillwater's leader, Russell Hampton, Almost Famous. Such a great movie. If you've not seen Almost Famous, check out Almost Famous. It's based on true life from back then, being a 70s rock band, but it's not a real band. Let's see. He was also in Watchmen. Marcus Chong is 58. He was Tank in The Matrix. Also, we don't usually mention whose kid they are, but I mean Tommy Chong. Yeah. Marcus Chong.
How can you not in that
I mean, it's Cheech and Chong family, man. Come on.
Yeah, man. Rocky Carroll, 62, NCIS director Leon Vance. So him and Michael Weatherly celebrate birthdays together, ironically, in the same NCIS series. Joan Osborne, 63, biggest hit, 1995's One of Us. Robert Knieper is 66. He was in Prison Break and Homestead and iZombie. Oh, we have a big celebrity birthday, Emily. Look at that one.
What? Okay.
You can't handle the truth.
That's not what... Oh, yeah. I was thinking of Footloose and A Few Good Men, but sorry, Footloose is the one that for me jumps right out there because it's Kevin Bacon's 67th birthday, everybody. Kevin Bacon, what? That dude is forever Ren McCormick. Come on. But he was also Captain Ross, like Dave said, in A Few Good Men, and the inspiration for the Oracle of Bacon. I don't know what that is.
I don't either. I mean, that is so. Of course, I need to click on it.
Of course, you do.
I'm further confused. it's basically the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon is what that is. So
okay,
I'm not going to sit there and mess with it further because all I saw was stuff that didn't make any more sense when I clicked on the link. So
sounds like our lives.
It does. Angelica Houston, 74. We have Jeffrey Tambor, 81. Morton Moore, Pfeiffer on the Amazon series Transparent. George Bluth Sr. and Oscar Bluth on Arrested Development. And Hank on the Larry Sanders Show. Now, normally we don't mention people who have passed, but this was one of my favorite musicians, and Toby Keith.
Oh.
He would have been 64 today. He was taken from us due to stomach cancer, and that one is a tough one for me because I'm a huge Toby Keith fan. Obviously, my musical interests cross all over the board for anyone that knows me. I listen to everything from classical to jazz to hip-hop to country to obviously what we do here, 80s and 90s. I mean, I listen to everything. And so when Toby Keith passed, that was just a tough one. And yeah, he would have been 64 today. Some great songs. And so we definitely think about those and his family as we celebrate our birthdays today. Again, we want everyone to text into us this morning. We want to know what your thoughts are on bathroom camping. People that spend time in the bathroom, not actually using the bathroom. What are you doing while you're in there? Do you know someone that does it? Text us, let us know, 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media. Also, Emily, we want to know what people's favorite fair food is because starting tomorrow, we're going to be at Sauk County Fair. You're out there tomorrow with us.
I am. I'm so excited. I just learned an amazing fact in that we are going to be broadcasting from a circus wagon. And it's not just any old circus wagon, folks. This is the circus wagon from Like Water for Elephants.
Yep. So the movie Water for Elephants. This
Water
is
for
actually
elephants,
the
not Like Water for Elephants.
That's okay.
Water for Elephants. It's
this
been a
is
minute.
The actual circus wagon from Water for Elephants. We will be broadcasting live in that. We'll be right at the Washington Avenue entrance. You go in the entrance. We're directly on the left side. Before we'd be over on the other side of the road. We're on the left side. Reason I like our new location is I can see everything that's happening from there. I love people watching. You know, I'm excited. I'm going to be out there the whole duration of the fair. Everyone's like, you're going to do that the whole time? I said, yes. I get to people watch.
I know.
I mean, that is, you know, it's not all about work. It's about a little bit of fun, the fair food, and the people watching. It's just, I enjoy being out there and talking to people. Please stop up and say hi to us. One thing that you missed yesterday, Emily, was we were out and about over the weekend. And we have people actually talking to us that they listen to us on the morning show.
Yay!
Come up and talk to us. Even if you see us outside of the radio station or see us on about, I have no issue if someone comes up and talks to me and says, hey, I heard you on the radio. Perfect. I have no issues with that. We'll talk to you.
We want to hear from you because guess what? Then you get to put a face to these voices because we act just like this regularly. This is not, there's no script here. There is no acting. This is just Dave and Emily. So you get to see us in our antics and shenanigans in person.
Yes.
See what happens to our faces when we do the ridiculous jokes and laughter that we always have throughout the morning show. You can see our faces break up and us tease each other, and it's great. So please come and say hi to us. You can't miss us. We're going to be in a bright red circus wagon.
Yeah, you can't miss us. We will be out there Wednesday starting at 3 p.m. We'll be giving away some Max FM swag, and we were going to do something different this year. We're not doing the prize wheel this year because with my injury, unfortunately, the prize wheel is just too much messing around, and so we're not going to have the prize wheel. We're going to make it easier on you, easier on me. We're going to, if you show that you have the Civic Media app installed on your mobile device, we'll hook you up with Max FM swag. We'll have other contests throughout the fair as well. I'm going to be getting an update on the tickets that we'll be giving away. We are going to have some tickets to shows at the Crystal Grand is one of them. I'm going to give a hint. It's going to be a cool show. So thank you to Crystal Grand for partnering with us. Thank you to Circus Road Museum for partnering with us, unless using the circus wagon. Thank you to Baraboo State Bank for being our broadcast sponsor. And also, I want to take a moment and say thank you to Handy Harry LLC. They are building us some customized steps with a railing to get in and out of the circus wagon safely.
That's nice, because we certainly do not need to be injuring ourselves. Do we?
No, we don't. And we've had injury, people fall in the past couple of years getting in and out of there just because the way the ground is at. We're in a better spot, so that helps as well. And so we are excited to be able to be in a spot that's just, it's a perfect location. We actually have it ready to go. That's the other cool part. I want to take a moment and say thank you to Drew Smith for all your hard work with me yesterday. I know he was up until the early morning hours doing some things, and unfortunately, he got an early wake-up call as well. So, Drew, thank you if you're listening. If you see Drew on about, tell him thank you today as well, because that guy has been one busy dude today.
Everyone around here is just so helpful. Like, Drew gets mentioned often. I want to say thank you to Drew, too. I don't get to see him in person a lot, but I do follow his hard work trail, because the guy is everywhere all the time. Maybe there's like more than one of him. I feel like maybe he has a clone. I don't know.
If there is more than one Drew, we are all in trouble. Just saying.
We're also all super lucky because he works so hard. But yes, he is a shenanigan filled human being.
Yes. No, we appreciate him. And so again, Drew, thank you for everything you do. I know he is happy to be behind the scenes and doesn't like all the public attention.
Oh, sorry. Okay. We'll stop mentioning you. Yeah. I was just talking about your clone. It's okay.
Yeah. The Drew, there has to be more than one Drew with the amount of stuff that he gets done. So I appreciate working with him. The guy's a genius. And it's just, we have such a great group of people here at Civic Media. I know I'll be in meetings today to go over all the stuff we're doing with the fair. I have like back-to-back-to-back meetings today after the morning show. But it's exciting because we get to be out there. So we're giving away different swag this year, too. That's the other cool part. So, I'll announce what that is tomorrow. So, yeah, we're changing it up this year. So we're looking forward to that. We'll be out there starting tomorrow at 3 p.m. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily, 7:51 on your Tuesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at Baraboo.com. baribustatebank.com. Baribou State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This week, the savings are sizzling at the Baribou Fresh Market, where fresh meets friendly. Hi, this is Craig. Fire up your grill with bone-in country-style ribs, just $1.99 a pound. Or go fresh with juicy mangoes and Hass avocados, only 99 cents each. Stock the snack table with Bakery Fresh chocolate chip cookies, just $3.99 a dozen. And Kretschmar chicken off the bone, $7.99 a pound. Baribou Fresh Market. Fresher items, friendly service, familiar faces. Stop in today and fill your cart with savings.
The new Reedsburg Pizza Ranch and Fun Zone Arcade is now open. Hi everyone, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, the new Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and we can't wait to keep serving our legendary guests in our new building. Make sure to come on in and visit us for a full buffet, plus stop on in at that Fun Zone. You'll have a blast. Come and see us at 2010 Viking Drive here in Reedsburg.
Planning a backyard party? There's one thing you just can't control. The weather. But with DNS Party Tents, you don't have to worry. Rain or shine, they've got you covered. From perfectly sized tents to tables, chairs, lighting, and even dance floors, they've got everything you need to throw the party you imagine. Whether it's a wedding, a birthday, or a graduation party, make sure your guests stay comfortable and your plans stay on track. Call 608-678-0033 for your free quote today. That's 608-678-0033.
Would you like to learn more about Baribou's charming historic downtown and some of the people who made it the Gem City? For you ghost hunters, would you be interested in the spine-tingling details of Baribou's haunted history? Or can you imagine yourself experiencing a ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide who points out the best places to make the most of your time in this beautiful downtown? Baribou Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baribou tour today.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair.
Yeah, he's to the boys back home drinking Durrell beers on a
Friday. Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
WRPQ Baribou.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
Turning me off, making me feel like I want to.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The search and recovery operation continues in Central Texas. Volunteer Ryan Loge says the challenges following the flooding are many.
We've pulled multiple trailers out. We're clearing the land and making sure that when the water recedes or when this debris starts to clear a little bit and disintegrate, that these property owners aren't finding these bodies in there.
The death toll, at least 104 people, with at least 20 still missing. President Trump threatening to impose higher tariffs on more than a dozen countries unless they agree to trade deals. The new announcement shifting the timeline from July 9th to now August 1st. A letter sent out to Japan and North Korea announcing 25% tariffs if nothing changes.
The White House says the president plans to send out more letters to other countries today, but it's unclear if extending this deadline once again actually brings anyone closer to making a deal with the United States.
ABC's Rachel Scott, the White House shifting positions on weapons to Ukraine, now saying they will be sent. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newbert. Governor Evers' recently signed budget includes the establishment of a state film office and will offer TV and film production tax credits. Action Wisconsin founder Katie Heil says that will help attract and retain talent in Wisconsin.
Without the film incentives in place, they would have to go somewhere else to find work. And all that talent will stay and work in Wisconsin. Hopefully, all those graduates will stay and work in Wisconsin now, because we know the projects are there and they're going to need crew.
Under the new budget, $5 million in film tax credits will be offered every year. Two people are dead and a third injured in an incident in rural Portage County. Officers were called to a home in the town of New Hope on Sunday. They found one person dead in the yard and another inside the home, both with gunshot wounds. A third person who was armed approached officers as they were investigating and did not comply with orders to drop their weapon. They were